Hi, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call. This training is going to be all about the gold in Gemini. And if you guys are seeing this right now, that actually means that I'm either in labor having my baby or I just had my baby. So thank you so much, Joe Hubbis, for doing this with me and getting this all prepared so we can make sure we provide you with the best possible content while I'm out on maternity leave. I'm super excited about this training in particular because you guys are going to learn about some of the key points that makes Gemini so fantastic and just such a great opportunity for all of us. Thank you so much, guys. And Joe Hubbis will be back with you guys at the end of the call to wrap up.
We've titled this week's training, The Gold in Gemini. And I just wanted to share some information that I've kind of discovered in the past several weeks of looking through and doing some research on some of the stuff that we have, the products and such. But I'm going to go through some other gold in Gemini before I get into the product stuff that I've discovered. So if we want to go through, we have quite a bit of gold in Gemini. You've all seen this before, but I just want to kind of review it a little bit and summarize. Number one, Jay Archer, our owner. Jay unequivocally lives to better the lives of people. The products that he puts forth are second to none. He ensures that quality ingredients are going into them. He makes sure that they're available. And he continues to develop new and exciting as we continue. Jay cares about his people, the people that are in this business with him. He cares about us. Like, you know, my version of when I realized he cares about us is this. You know, there's a lot of other companies that offer product and opportunity to distributors, and then they go about putting it on shelves in places like PV Mart and Costco and on Amazon. And quite frankly, it creates competition for the people that deserve to do better because the owner is just trying to sell it. However, Jay doesn't do that. Jay puts these products in our hands, in the distributor's hands, in the member's hands, to go forth and share. And we're not going to ever see them on the shelf at PV Mart or on the shelf at Costco, which is kind of that's heartwarming. That kind of keeps us going in the business and knowing that we're not going to have our own competition to deal with. It's bad enough we deal with all the other companies that are trying to replicate what we got going on. The second bit of gold in Gemini is the sales and technical support. We have and we get amazing support. I know I'm kind of referring to Sam and Kevin. You know, Sam works diligently at getting us information and training and the Gemini University. Kevin is in behind the scenes. Many of you maybe haven't had a lot to do with Kevin, but he continues to work really, really hard at keeping everything running, right from all the technical stuff, the websites and the apps in the back office through to, you know, continuing to keep the product rolling and the shipping working and everything that goes on really, really works hard behind the scenes. So a huge shout out and thank you to those two. And then we have amazing customer support. If anybody's ever dealt with our customer support, you know, it's heartwarming to know that our customers are looked after so well. I mean, we're customers as well, and we get looked after so well. So again, a huge shout out. Something else that often goes unnoticed is leader support. I've had the opportunity to work with a group of leaders that, you know, if everybody knew the work that goes on behind the scenes from this handful of people, the leaders in this company, you'd be amazed. And they're all working for all of us. They're spending their own time. They're taking time away from their own businesses to make sure that the overall company is being successful. So a huge shout out to leaders. I would start to name names, but you know, every once in a while I will miss one. So I'm just not going to mess anyone. You all know who you are. You all know who puts in the huge effort that that goes on. And then kind of the topic for today is products. And I'm not going to go through each product individually and tell you all about them, because we've had that before. We've seen that before. You know, you don't need to hear the dissertation. What I want to say about the products is I've done some pretty detailed research, and significantly in Canada. I'm sure this resonates also in the US. I understand that Prissy's done some of this research as well, and has discovered probably the same things that I have here in Canada. But I was on a mission to find out, okay, what have we got here in Canada, and who's selling hemp oil, and who's doing a good job of it? Well, guess what? There's three companies that have ability to get hemp oil into people's hands via online places, online stores. And it just happens that our products, our hemp and our CBD, as well as our supplements, have some of the most stringent and difficult regulatory obstacles around. So when things take time for us, I now understand why they do. The regulations are constantly evolving and changing. That's happened pretty much since Gemini came to be. And we are quite fortunate that we have the ability to get our products into people's hands. There's a couple of facts that I'd like to share. Fact, many other companies, you know, I can go and name them, but that wouldn't be right either. But I know that many other companies have given up on Canada, and they've quit leaving hundreds of their members and customers in the lurches. The members not able to continue their businesses, and the customers not being able to continue taking the product. The other fact I know is that Jay Archer and Gemini have not quit, and they're not going to. Every day, the effort continues to continue to flow our products into Canadians' hands, and it's happening. So we can stand aside and say that that's different. The other thing I discovered in this research is that the hemp oil that's available to people, but from these three other companies, there's nothing that comes close to the quality and the ability of our remedy. The majority, I'm gonna say 99.9% of the hemp oil products that are available to Canadians today are all carried in oil carriers. None of them have the nano amplified hemp oil like we do. Oh, pardon me, there's one company, I think it's called, oh, I'm not gonna name the company. It's a company in Toronto that ships basically to Canadians. They have a water soluble, they call it a nano amplified hemp oil. And A, it's not the same technology as ours. And B, it's the lowest strength that we offer, period. There's nothing else. So when we get up into our 2,500 milligram and our 5,000 milligram, it's not here. So we can go forward. We can go forward in business into the future, knowing that our products are the best. So no doubt about that. I've also done some research. I've started to put together a presentation book that I'm working on, and I've done some deep research into the ingredients. I've made my way through the VitaWake and VitaZ at the moment. I'm going to do them all. But one thing that, not one thing, there's several things that sort of stand out about our products. Number one, the ingredients are the highest quality. They are often put together to work synergistically together. So to try and duplicate that by going to your health food store and buying, you know, copious amounts of bottles of supplements to get the same ingredients, they're not going to work together the same, because you're not going to have the right combinations. A lot of work goes in. When I said Jay was, when he developed products, often it's because he's not satisfied and he wants it to be better and better and better and better. So the way that our ingredients present themselves and work is truly, truly incredible. And it's much more convenient than, you know, making that trip to the health food store, buying your 10 bottles of different things and go. So the other thing that I wanted to kind of focus on is that we have the best products, we have the best people. Now, what is it going to take for us to be successful? I've pulled out a couple of things. You know, going through the, you know, what makes success happen for people. In my mind, there's two things. One is hard work, and the other is patience. So on the topic of hard work, I noticed that Joe had quite a collage of sayings rolling at the beginning of this call while we were waiting for it to start. I've pulled out three or four sayings that kind of hit home for me. There's no secret sauce, no magic formula. It's all hard work. Opportunities are usually disguised as hard work, so most people don't recognize them. The harder you work, the luckier you get, and there are no shortcuts. Work for it. So I go back to this business, and I want to compare it to a couple of other businesses that come to mind. You know, we recruit new members, let's call them members, let's call them distributors, let's call them franchisees. Some people call them employees, but we recruit people, and their obligation or their investment into this business at the most is going to be, I'm going to say $1,500 by the time they get their product pack and choose a product pack and get some business cards and some advertising and get rolling. They've got $1,500 into it. And some people get into the business and think, well, there I am. I'm signed up. Where's my check? Check doesn't come until the hard work is put in. It doesn't build and grow until the hard work is put in. Let's look at, you know, I'm going to pick a Canadian company because here I am in Canada. Tim Hortons, a Tim Hortons franchise. The last I can remember, it cost somebody $100,000 to invest in a Tim Hortons franchise. When you paid your $100,000, could you go home and sit on the couch and the thing would be successful? Nope. You had to put in hours and hours of hard work, keep employees, keep everything running smoothly. And guess what? Tim Hortons had systems. They had rules. They had ways that things needed to be done according to their franchise. We have a lot of the same things, except our investment was $1,500, not $150,000. But the magic part of it is the hard work is required. You need to do the hard work to get to the spoils at the end of the day. Nothing's going to happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're on sayings. I can think of probably 100 more. And hard work. One that I personally struggle with a lot is patience. It does require that we be patient. Everything doesn't happen immediately. We do know that there's a lot of work going on, as I talked about, with our sales and technology team, with our customer service, with the leaders that are working on this. And I've heard a couple of times in the recent months, you know, so-and-so signed up to be a member and they've had it with Gemini. They just had it with Gemini. So, well, what, you know, I'll ask, well, what was that? Well, you know, this didn't happen or that didn't happen and they quit. Well, here's another great tip. If you quit, it's not going to work. If you're not patient, if you don't stick with it, if you don't find a way to make it work when it's not going exactly as you expected, then you're not going to be successful. It's just not going to happen for you. So patience is the key, because when the right time comes, it will be amazing and it'll be totally worth the wait. I absolutely believe that. The other thing for me, patience is the calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than what I had in mind. And it often does happen in a different order than I had in mind. But when it happens, it's amazing, and it was totally worth the wait. And never give up on something that you really want. It's difficult to wait, but it truly is more difficult to regret. Not giving up does require a certain level of patience. So you know, I don't know if this helped anybody, but we do have the best, the very best. We have the best in ownership and leadership and support. We do have the best in products. Our products are truly incredible. I encourage everybody to just take a little deeper dive. Get on the Google, talk to the Google, and have a look at reputable websites and what they're saying about the ingredients that are being used. And you'll often find that even other places have done research on combinations, and we see those combinations in our products. And quite frankly, that's why they work so well. You know, the incredible sleep and the energy and the less pain. Like, I'm going to go on and on and on because I don't need to. I'm going to maybe talk about that regulatory environment again. Not only do we have all the regulations to jump through to get products to the market, we also, once we have the products in the market, are quite limited by what we can say or not say. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to turn the call over to Colette, who's going to talk a little bit about how we present and some do's and don'ts. Colette, if you're there.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm here. You're so right. The regulatory challenges alongside today, a culture of being politically correct. We as independent distributors, it really obligates us to be mindful of our verbiage, but also diligent in our growth to the understanding of it. So like Carrie pointed out, we have such gold inside this company. And for some of us, it takes a little longer to realize what that really is. So we challenge everyone, do your own research, pick apart out there in the world, other companies, other products, other ownership, other business models. You will find yourself back here realizing what we have, and then settling in to being comfortable with being patient and being diligent and doing your due diligence. So embracing the softer side of verbiage when talking to people who are searching for better sleep, who are searching for more energy, when people are searching for pain management, the softer side of verbiage, because the regular network marketing is a regulated industry. Following the dues will attain you credibility, and a following of people that will respect you. Following the don'ts, the regulatory system that say, nah, you can't say that, that's incorrect, or that is misleading. Following the don'ts will land you in a scrutiny, and it will take you out of this business. So it does require some study on our part. And I just want to point out, in our back office, like Joe has popped up here in the meeting, there's a nice little simple form of certain things to say and certain things to not say. So definitely making claims of disease claims, using verbiage of diseases or conditions, people get offended. Now, when you dive and you dig into each ingredient, it's interesting how you're going to find this ingredient, and in the verbiage, no, I kid you not, it's going to say combats cancer. Like, in some level of education and search, they get to say those words. But us as independent distributors, we really can't use those terms because it could be misleading. And what gets a certain result for one may not get for the other, or it may take longer and things like that. So verbiage and take a real good look at, you know, the regulatory verbiage that we should be using and we should not be using, and study it and practice it, like, because it's so easy to get excited, and like me, I was like puking the information on everybody every chance I got, and found myself maybe offending some people that were dealing with something that I didn't know. And here I was saying it can help with this and it can help with this. And really, that's not being mindful and understanding of the regulatory system, as well as the people that are experiencing certain things that we just don't know. So moving forward, And as we're on the cusp of this company really becoming a household name, we really thought it important to revisit who we want to represent, how we want to represent our company. So you as a business owner representing Gemini, do your due diligence in this. Another part of the regulatory system inside the network marketing industry is income claims. So income claims can be under scrutiny. So if you're that solid 500 extra a month, 1,000 extra a month, an extra 5,000 a month, be very careful on sharing those income claims with other people, because for a lot of people, you know, there's certain triggers that bring them into this business. One trigger could be the people, the foundation, the community of Gemini. Another could be the products, the fact that they can get a natural sleep, or natural energy and things like that. Some people are triggered and join you because of the income opportunity. And some people will join because, you know, Gemini is in a position in the world today that is so exciting with the products that we have, but also we're just a baby yet. I mean, if you knew that piece of land over there 20 years ago had all that oil sitting on it, would you have invested in a plot of that land? That's this. This is an investment to your future. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, and no one should be afraid of it, though it is work and consistency. We hear this all the time. But being mindful of the income that you make on a regular basis, I mean, we know it can fluctuate. We get into that bonus money that can fluctuate. The floodgate bonus, once you're established, you've got a team, you're working with it, that can be a consistent income. But depending on the month, you can have more or less customers. It can fluctuate. That's how this works. And so that's all based on our work ethic. But the truth of it is that the people that are attracted to the income opportunity here, and they see that you're making $2,000 a month consistently, and you share that with them, but then they don't show up and they don't commit and they don't do their diligence to run their business like they would if it was a Tim Hortons business and a $100,000 investment. You know, they often can walk away and be scrutinizing the company when it's really the work ethic that wasn't put in. And so because you are diligent and you are working hard and you have earned that paycheck doesn't mean that everybody else will. And that's okay. But income claims is a big thing in the regulatory system. So I want to just say, or how are we doing for time? Perfect. So today's training was really just bringing back those key points, gathering here and reminding all of us together collaboratively what we really have, who we can become, and where we will be in the next. I always say when people partner with me, where do you see yourself in a year, 2 years, 5 years? What does that look like for you? By all means, what is your vision here in life? Do you see yourself doing something? You need something to work at now to be that vehicle to take you to that destination. Gemini can be that. Some people are very comfortable with, you know, just being able to pay their mortgage with a side gig. They're very happy in their job. They're happy with, you know, but just, and some people are really, their passion and heart is to really impact the lives of others. And then in a year or two, they find themselves dreaming about greater and different things that Gemini is going to allow them to bring. So Carrie, I want to thank you for that. What a great presentation and reminder. We can't talk enough about the ownership and the leadership that we have and what it is that we have and the fact that we have it. So stay tuned. There's lots of great things coming within Gemini, and I want to encourage all of you to do your due diligence, continue to show up, and thank you for showing up. I hope this was helpful. Thank you.
Yes, everybody. And remember, don't give up, because if you give up, it's not going to happen for you. And the patience that we require, we just need a little bit more and we'll be rolling.
Wow, what great information that Carrie and Colette provided for us. And I took some notes, but first off, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Joe Hubbis, and I'd like to thank Samantha for letting me be the host while she's out. And I'll do my best to bring y'all the excitement that she does. So again, my notes, some of Carrie's nuggets, you know, the keys to growing your business. He talked about hard work. You have to do the work to receive the reward. If you don't put in the effort, that's what you're going to get. If you don't put it in, you're not going to get it. Patience, doing the hard work and not giving up requires patience. You know, you just got to buy your time, basically. And I'll add one that I talk a lot about is consistency. The more consistent you are at the hard work, the more your hard work will pay off. So that was some good information from Carrie. Colette, her nuggets, so important. The do's and don'ts. Just for your own business center and Gemini, you need to know the do's and don'ts. Protect yourself and protect Gemini. You know, if one of us messes up, then that affects us all. So it's very important to know those do's and don'ts and stick to them. If you have any questions whatsoever, you call Samantha or Kevin. Kevin is the man on the law of it. So reach out to him, send him an email or whatever you need to do. She also mentioned consistency. It's so important. The more consistent you are overall, the faster your Gemini business will grow. So I'll wrap up this part with Colette's question. What is your vision? So visualize where you want to be as if you're already there. So she asked you, you know, what's your vision with Gemini? Where do you see yourself? So I just want to add, visualize as if you're already there. Don't think, oh, I want to do this or one day I'll do that. See it as if you're doing it. It's a huge, huge game changer. All right, a big, big thank you to Carrie and Colette for sharing some of the keys to building your Gemini business and how to protect it, really. Checking my notes. Next week, there is no Mindset Monday in observance of Juneteenth holiday. And then be sure to check your email for the Gemini Insider to see the upcoming schedule for the Mindset Mondays and see what they're going to be about. And there's another holiday in there before Samantha gets back. So before I turn the call over to Jay, I have some exciting news to share with you guys. Most of you probably already know or have already heard about it, but there's a new addition to the Gemini family. And I just want to do a little screen share real quick. Find that. And boom. Samantha had her baby yesterday. Woo! I know you guys, probably everyone knows it, but name's Noah Brooks. He was born yesterday at 10:10 p.m. 7 pounds, 20 inches long. He was actually born on his due date. Fun fact, when I was talking to Samantha earlier, she was telling me that only like 3% of babies are born on their actual due date. So we got a new winner in the Gemini family. So with the happy little blessings, I will stop sharing. And I'm going to turn the mic over to our amazing owner, Mr. Jay Archer, and let him close up this call. I'm super excited for Samantha's baby, her and Wes. Congratulations. Jay, the mic is yours, buddy.
All right. Joe, thank you so much for that. And you're doing a great job covering for her. Samantha, we miss you. Congratulations on your little boy. What a little doll. So, I'll tell you, Colette, Carrie, great job, great advice. Here's the big thing to sum this up. Y'all, our products are amazing. We took where a lot of companies have, and I know you've heard this, where a lot of companies have a lot of products. We put them all in a few, made them instant gratification. So when you actually try them, you will feel them. And price-wise, we are hard to beat. So, you know, get out there, share the product. And I'll tell you, you can let them know when you try it, you are going to feel it. So let's change a lot of lives together. Once again, thank you, Joe, Colette, Carrie. Everybody say a prayer for Samantha. You know what? Let's go out there and let's change the world. Anyway, thanks, everyone. Good night and God bless.